Anyway, here's a different question. Slightly related, perhaps. But we have a question from Edward Akkad in Canada, and he wants to know, what are the main components and causes of household dust?
Your house dusty?
My house is filthy.
Well, that's because it's got you living in it.
Exactly.
And I'm not just being facetious and rude. It's true. The dust is mainly us. It's skin cells. And if you look at the stats, I think the average person loses between 50 and 100,000 skin cells every minute. So that's 500,000 skin cells an hour. If you add that up over a lifetime, it's a couple of stones worth of dead skin that's just piling up around you. And those flakes of skin which just come off the surface of your body accumulate in the carpet, in the furnishings, on things, and they dry up like little husks. And they're very, very light, of course. So as soon as some heat and some wind wafts through, they go floating up in the air. So most of the dust that's around us is just us. And, of course, because it's bits of us, it's nutritious, and there are things that eat it. And you have house dust mites, and these are a very, very tiny microscopic organism which wanders around. It's got lovely little jaws, and it will grab these particles of skin and eat them. And some people who are unlucky enough to have asthma invariably have an allergy to the poo of these dust mites, because when they eat the skin, they turn it into these protein-laden poos that they deposit all over your house, and they go up in the dust as well. You breathe that in, and they can irritate the lungs, and you get an asthma attack.
That's what happens with me, so I probably ought to do some more cleaning, I think.